Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, available wherever books are sold. It's a great book released last year. He's the chief business correspondent for U.S. News. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. There's another one of the topics that I talk about on this show a lot has to do with a question you asked me just a few minutes ago. Folks, we were off the air, and I was lamenting about a few things and mostly giving him one of my Wall Street tirades, and he said, Jim, who do you trust? And Rick, the thing is, there's no topic under the sun that I've talked about on this show with more than I have the concept of trust with trust experts. And you and I both know that trust is the foundation of everything. And we've lost a lot of trust over the last 4 or 5 years, haven't we?
Well, one of the major themes I follow is this, Jim. I think the age of trust is over, and I think it's not coming back anytime soon. This shows up in polls. You look at what happened in Wall Street in 2008. Nobody trusts government for good reason.
That's a very sad and dangerous thing, isn't it?
Let me spin it forward.
I agree with you.
So I guess you could say it's sad, but the way I like to approach it is say, well, what do you do about it? And I think you get smarter about not becoming dependent on any other institutions or not becoming too dependent anyway. You have to be more entrepreneurial in the way you approach everything, including your career, even if you work for a big company.
And do more due diligence than ever before.
Yeah, and spread your bets and have a backup plan. Yep. Prepare yourself better. And I think that what we will end up trusting, I think we'll still continue to trust the communities we choose to belong to. And I think that really is the strength of America, if you think about it. And that's where, the people who learn how to do that, I think, are the ones who are going to get ahead in the future. And I think if you're just hoping on government to bail you out, or, you think a big company is going to take care of you, you're very vulnerable. And that's too big a risk these days.
Well, I'll trust Wall Street and the government a little bit more when someone from that caused the 2008 meltdown is executed.
Well, you're going to wait a long time.
Obviously, I don't really mean executed. More than likely, I don't mean that. But I'd also feel better about things when I find out that John Corzine isn't walking around free after stealing $1.2 billion of client money.
I mean, all of these things are outrageous, Jim, and this is...
Wait, who's outrageous? Me or the thing that I said?
What you said.
Okay, thank you.
And this is all Exhibit A in why people don't trust any of these institutions we've been talking about. I mean, Wall Street basically rolled the regulators over
they
the
did.
Last 5 years. I mean,
they,
in fact, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yep.
And every now and then, we'll see that, the SEC or some group like that will get somebody in its teeth. We've seen insider trading prosecutions because they've actually been able to get the evidence that it takes to nail these guys. But with all these, double secret derivative trades on Wall Street that tanked the whole market, they're just outflanked, outspent, and outsmarted by the Wall Street guys.
But, Rick, here's the thing that I said this to an audience last Thursday. I gave a keynote last Thursday, and I talked about this in that keynote. That when Tulipomania happened, it affected a few people. When the dot bombs happened, it just took down pretty much one market. But the more digital, the more we have digital greed, the more we have the ability to leverage big things with a push of a button, the more these folks who are capable of doing that could take down the world.
I think it's digital, Jim, and I think it's also the incomprehensible complexity that goes into some of these things. And, Wall Street has just gotten into a situation where it's playing a zero-sum game with itself. The whole financial industry globally, really, is what I'm talking about.
I agree with that.
And, they're always going to have the money to stay three steps ahead of the regulators. Yeah. I actually don't know what you do about that.
But it is a problem, and Main Street can't be naive about this, can we?
Well, no, but you have to figure out how can you kind of draft behind the big guys who are setting the rules. And I just don't know how you do it. What I'd love to see is a simpler, clearer set of regulations with brutal enforcement.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing they can do. They can start investing in investments that are about investing and not about trading.
Yeah, but that's, they're not going to. Where's the money?
Well, yeah.
Maybe they want more, the money right now.
Maybe more farmland, Rick. Hey, Rick, you want to give us a website?
Yeah, www.rickjnewman.com.
Hey, Rick, come back again real soon.
Love it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good job. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. News Chief Business Correspondent, the author of Rebounders. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.